I've been in places where we prayed for people. I didn't feel a bit more than I feel right here. They got up off a sick bed. Well, I've been there. Been right there, buddy. I've been right there. Nobody like it. I went up Dayton, Ohio, and they got down on the knees singing. I went to Jonesboro, Illinois, and singing. Broke out in the basement. Broke out on the job. Broke out in the church. Preached about a week and had me a big old message for a Sunday night. Sung a little bit of that, and the Lord said, you forget the rest of that. You preach on there never was a man like Jesus. You exalt him long enough, boy. You exalt him long enough, girl. There'll be something run all over your body. You can holler other names till you give out. You can holler other names till you give out. And you won't give out hollering Jesus till you will feel something from heaven come on. Amen. That's right. I went from there, went over to Salas, Oklahoma the other day and got up over there and sung that little old chorus amongst them folks that can sing the notes as fast as they can the words. They sang. They sang all the parts every night. Sang songs ain't never heard. And I've heard a bunch of them. I'm going to tell you what I preached on that little toddler, sung that little chorus. And that pastor grabbed that and sung it all the way to California. He preached on it 1 hour and 15 minutes after he got there and sung it all the way home. It's not a great song. It's just what it's saying. And that's the reason God blesses it. Never was a man like Jesus. Sea walker. Soul saver. Problem solver. Rose of Sharon. Lion of the tribe of Judah. Red and morning star, the hope of Israel, the Lord of hearts, and the King of kings, Emmanuel, thank God. No wonder the colored folks sing Mary and the baby, sweet lamb, Mary and the baby, sweet lamb. You can just sing that, and after a while, the power of God will fall on you, because you're talking about God's son. My message has got completely away from me. It's gone like the wind. After I got here, back up in that little cubby hole back there, fine little room. I like it. I like them kind of rooms. I was praying. Spirit said to me, let there be a revival. Spirit said to me, let the lost be saved. Spirit said to me, let the people be healed. Spirit said to me, let the people receive the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to talk on let number two tonight. I done preached on let it once. I'm going to preach on let it number two tonight. God bless you. Just don't know, just got a few scriptures. It won't be a long old drive message. You can thank God for that. It may be a short drive one, but it won't be a long drive one. Whew, aren't you glad you're saved? You know why you ain't got what you wanted? Didn't let the Lord. You know what the Spirit said to me? I listened to it. It said, let. Let. It's up to you. Huh? Kind of like that boy that had that live bird behind his back, you know, and told that old wise man, said, is it dead or alive? And if he said it's dead, he's going to let it live. If he said it's alive, he's going to squeeze death before he brought it around in front of him. The old man wiser than he thought it was. He said, it's as you will it, my son. It's as you will it. Huh? I've never had a revival nowhere but what somebody in that church had a revival with me. Somebody, sonny. A lot of them didn't, but some one or two usually does. There'll be one in there who'll have revival before that's over. Let go and let God have his wonderful way. I will forget that old man come to the front, had the arthritis. You've heard of that, ain't you? He got up there. I wasn't a preacher that prayed for him. He said, it can't hardly make it. He said, I've got her so bad I can't hardly go. And that old man of God grabbed him by the back of the neck and see the britches. I never seen nothing like it. And he said, you're going to go tonight in the name of the Lord. And he pushed him about 3 or 4 feet hollering in the name of the Lord. And turned that old man loose, and I seen him. Why, it looked like bicycle wheels are rolling. His feet looked like the pedals are going around and around. That old man just run wide open, clear around that place. Come back to just running like that boy did a while ago. I seen him. He was the store up off the right. He couldn't hardly make it. But I'll tell you, he made it that night. Leapt. I felt like moving. Why didn't you? You keep that up, you'd be a cord and a cucumber buried 40 feet in the ground. Leapt. Going to talk about leapt number two tonight. I didn't have this. I've got a message made out here. It's marked all over this Bible. But did you see that boy run through there on them seats? I can do that after church. I don't see you do it. I'm just talking to men, boys. Now I'm not going to talk to you. Man. I don't see you cut out across through there like he did. Dodging people like he did and go through there. You know what? The power of God's all around the world. God, you won't give it to you. That ain't no way to. Right. That ain't the way you give Christmas gifts. Right. You ever see anybody standing around and say, "Give me a gift, I want a gift. Why don't you give me a gift? It's your name right there on that. Give me a gift. Get it." Yeah. Don't you get mad at me? We have gotten such a tradition in some place that everybody has to moan just like now. Oh, God. I got one church, one jumped up and said, I believe, maybe. Maybe I read in the Bible today. Maybe I read, yes. Maybe nothing. Forget it. Don't try to copycat nobody, son. Ain't nobody sang that song like you sung it the other night. Well, I've sung that song 40 years. I ain't heard nobody sing it like he sang it. I could. I'd change sing it like he does. I liked it better. But God, Jesus, you let the Lord. I want to preach on let number two tonight. Let. Come on in the house. We'll open the door and let him in. Right. Amen. You've got to do some letting here. Amen. Let us. Amen. Huh? You got to. I tell you, I enjoyed the whole meeting. I'm going to enjoy everything but the preaching. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Lord have mercy. I believe in what Kim sung. I believe in what they sung. Who was that prophet that says, like a fire shut up in my bones? Well, make you do like it did, Brother Wilson. He offered the fellow $5 to let him preach in the booze joint. He preached in them all the time over in Oklahoma City. Foster, Brother Foster. 13 beer joints every Friday night. Met my own father-in-law, one of them. Oh, if that didn't embarrass my father-in-law. He'd go in there before they got drunk. They'd shut the Nickelodeon down, and Brother Foster preached all of them. Manager of them, 13 of them, said, "Set your glasses down, boys. Brother Foster's here. Let him preach." He got them saved by the gobs. Amen. I know them well. They arrested him. I don't know how many times. Throwed him in jail for preaching on the street. Go right back down there and preach again. I was in accord with him. And when the judge said, "What do you think the penalty ought to be for preaching on the street?" He said, "Judge, it's not the penalty I'm interested in. It's the reward I'm after." 40 years ago, he said, "My mother left me in a one-room old hut in the hills of Arkansas and went on to glory. And I promised her to meet her. If there's anything in the world you can do to hurry the glad meeting up, do it, will you? I was there." Let the Lord have his way. That old boy was doing it. He let the Lord lead him. He didn't pay no attention to nobody. You got to let the Lord use you. Whew. I'm going to tell you all too. I've seen some folks that let the Lord use them. Sung better without music than I ever did with it. And I love music. I think you ought to sing with me. I'm going to tell you, let the Lord have his way. Whew. He got a hold of God. They hauled him back in again. The old judge said, "You're accused of preaching on the streets without a permit." I thought I ought to find anybody that would arrest anybody for preaching without a permit when there wasn't nowhere in town you could get one. Right. How in the world can you file charges against a man for not having a hunting license if you don't sell them nowhere? Right. Preachers ain't batty. They got pretty good scent. Right. Old chief of police hauled me and another fella in, hauled us into his office, finally broke him down and said, "What can we do with a man like Foster?" I said, "Nothing. You can't handle him. Had 7 black boys crying and praying in one cell at one time. Took his Bible away from him, preached twice a day without it." He said, "Take this card, it'll keep the police off of you." "I don't want it." Said, "Look here, sign your own bond and we'll turn you loose. This ain't signing nothing." He finally brought his clothes to him and said, "Get out of here." I knew him well. I know he'd be a crying and shouting if he was here. Had a 20-year police record when he come to Oklahoma City. said, dead drunk on canned heat and wood alcohol. The day's boy got run over and killed. He didn't know where he's at. He went to carrying pipe wrenches back to city water works. They just stole off of them. He went to carrying armloads of sheets back to Uncle Joe Huckins on Huckins Hotel. Said, I stole them off of you. He went back to Dawson Produce and said, I stole off of you. Let! What's the matter with you, Foster? He's letting God work on him. He's letting the Lord deal with him. Made all the restitution he knowed to make. Still lost. 4 o'clock one morning, they heard him hollering. They thought he's dead drunk again. Screaming and hollering. He prayed through and struck the fire. God saved him. Wife left him. Wife left him because of that. Stayed left till he died. Lived in a little room up above the main lobby of the hotel. And when he was in, it said Foster in on that sign. I said, Foster out, he's out. When he's out, he's usually locked in the jailhouse. I was there at the time, Judge Pilate in Oklahoma City Court. When he looked at him, he said, you're accused of preaching on the streets without a permit. Sir, he said, I have two. He said, the Bible gives me one and the Constitution gives me another one. I thought he had a good case. So, that judge said, take him away. Brother Foster said, Daniel 12, 1 through 4 said, in the last time to be a time of trouble such as never was, never shall be. And he went to preach, and the judge said, jack him out. He said, if this ain't that time, holler at me when it gets here. They drug him out. I went to visit him, and I see I lost my other message, and I've got to work up to this one here. Preach on, let it. You know why you're in a jam you're in sometime? You didn't let the Lord have his way. Is a many mother, many boy, many girl, woman, man, wish they'd have prayed when God said pray. They wish they'd have shelled out of that bed and got on that floor and let the Lord have his way when he's dealing with them. Amen. Brother Foster was a great and wonderful man. They hauled him in time and again. He'd put signs on when he didn't have nothing else to do for the Lord. He wasn't a pastor evangelist. He worked the poor district. He got sot saved like he had been. Such a sot. He'd wear big old long signs strapped between them, hanging over the front back. Orange background, black letters. Great catastrophe just ahead. Wonder what that is. Something's going to happen. The people would gather up to see it. He say all the crooked judges that married him and all the lawyers that divorced him are going to wind up in hell together. Stout messages. Stout messages. Stout messages. The big old police would drive up in the car and get out and say, Brother Foster, we got to take you back in. They was embarrassed to get him. He is such a sanctified man. Say, you'll have to take them signs off. I can't, boys. The Lord ain't told me to. He told me to put them on. He ain't told me to take them off yet. You'll have to take them off. And them big policemen get out on Main Street in Oklahoma City, taking them big old signs off of Foster, and he'd stand there as meek as a mouse, going down. One day while preaching in front of that Jew store in Oklahoma City, that Jew rushed out when they come to arrest him. Leave the man alone. He says something. He preaches something. Leave him alone. That done it. They dismissed everything against him, and the same police that arrested him bought him limeades from then on in the warm summertime. It'd dry him a cool limeade when it got through. You'd be surprised the people that I know way down in Oklahoma that won't obey the Lord because they don't know whether so-and-so approves of it or not. Forget it. Forget it. I'm going to preach on let number two here tonight. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Pretty important. Pretty important now. Praise ye him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Right. Let them praise him. What? Hold it. Let. Let everybody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the way you do it. Amen. Amen. Let the choir now sing, and the choir sing it. Hallelujah. Sing it, angels, sing it. Till our lips divide that frame. Let the bells ring out the anthem that a soul is born again. About the only time you read about joy among the angels in heaven is when a sinner gets saved. When a sinner weeps and cries and finds the Lord. The angels begin to rejoice. Begin to rejoice. It's another soul got saved. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. That's the only way you got your eyeballs. It's the only way you got your fingernails. The only way you got your color of your hair and your eyes, movement of your body and your limbs. Lord, let you be created. One day you weren't even anywhere in Ohio or anywhere else. Isn't it strange you could be so real, so wonderfully made, until doctors cannot yet tell about what some things do or how they do or why they react in the human body? I challenge you, there's still some things that they cannot tell. They cannot tell. Let. Preach on let number two. Have you been letting the Lord help you in this meeting? I've waited on you now and I love you. And some of you, God bless. But there's some of you here, you ain't made that big a move yet. I want you to let go.
Let go?
Dad, I want you to be able, your children to be able to talk about you after you're gone. So I seen my daddy worshiping the Lord. I seen my daddy dancing down that aisle. I seen my mother waving her hands and worshiping God. You'll be glad. Let the Lord, let go. Don't be the kind that goes home and says, I tell you, I felt awful good last night. I really felt like going to the altar. Come on, let it happen tonight. Let it be. Let the name of the Lord be praised. The devil worshipers, well, even if they don't know they are if they don't worship God, they praise the devil. They'll just curse. They can't hardly even talk for cursing when they ain't even mad. Don't even have to be mad and just throw them things in. I know it. I'm the one they think is off, son. I don't act off to you, do I? I know you'd be for me. But you know, if I was talking to you and you was a sinner and you cursed like that, and I'd say, thank God the Lord's been great to me. I was working on my car, praise the Lord, and crawled under there, thank God. I'd like to mash my finger, praise the Lord, as I was putting the pan back on, you know, thank God. Well, what do you think of me? Well, they'll say them curse words that often sometimes. I've met them and just couldn't talk to them for a second. If you'd subtract all the curse words, you wouldn't have much said, you know it? You know, it's just kind of, but we ought to kind of let go. I feel like it, but do it whether you feel like it or not. Ain't no work or device in the grave where you going. Ain't gonna have no services over there. Ain't no specials gonna be sung over there. Ain't nothing going on in the graveyard, son. Just between me and you, son, are you letting the Lord have his way with you right good over there, right?
Yeah.
All right. Call me when he's bad sick, Benny. Call me 3 or 4 times in the last 25 years. One time they called me and said, I'm into it, Brother Moore. Said, I'm bad sick. God healed you, didn't he? Won't be no problem for you to get right up there and raise your hand. Will it get right up, son? Won't be a bit of problem. Raise your hands high as you can get them. If you was going to the doctor, he'd peck on you from here down to there. Tell you to do without breakfast in the morning, maybe dinner, maybe supper, and he'd x-ray you the next morning. Pull a bunch of dye in you, make you sick enough to die nearly.
That's right.
Hallelujah! Ought to be willing.
Yeah.
I know there's folks just playing church, but I ain't. You better put them little old limbs to moving for the Lord. He ain't going to ask you how many benches you made when you get there. He ain't going to ask you how many cars you overhauled when you get there. He ain't going to ask you how many houses you painted when you get there. But I'm going to tell you why he's going to remember you, because you praise the name of the Lord. He's going to remember you because you exalted the Lord. Let. Going to preach on let number two. He hath established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail and snow and vapor, storm and wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, I was out in Sweetwater, Texas. Everything's a praising the Lord, whether you know it or not. I watched a whirlwind come up the house out of Sweetwater, Texas in the summertime, and the screen was loose at the bottom. I stood there while that whirlwind whirled right up against the side of that house and lifted that screen straight out, and it had them hooks at the top that you just let them down on and then let them down. Not talking about hinges, hooks. It raised that screen straight out level. Raise it up just enough above them hooks to turn it around, lay it on the ground. I said, won't somebody, when they get home, say, they just raised that up and laid that down. They've been in our house. I've seen that happen. I believe the Lord let me watch that happen. I watched that whirlwind, and it just raised it up enough above them hooks to unhook it, turned it around, and eased it down on the ground right beside the house. When we run out of water over at home, and the neighbor's well went dry right down here, and the one below that went dry and down here, out of water, and my dairyman right next to me drilled a well 40 feet from mine, and he let it run till it run that big cattle tank over and then run to the creek, and the water pumped out all under us, and everybody run out of water, and my well got to acting up, and I said, B, we'll have to go to town to wash, we ain't going to have no water. That's been 25 years ago. And I try to sneak in prayer. I want to preach a while on let it. I just wonder if you're really letting the Lord have his way with you.
You ain't trying to substitute something for what you know he wants you to do, are you? I mean, God love you, don't do it. You'll get in a jam over it. I've seen folks try to preach. It was called more to sing than it was to preach. I've seen folks try to sing. It ought to have been a preaching. Sometimes we substitute what we want to, and we really ain't letting the Lord do what he wants to yet. You can keep on trying to wear that off and talk that off and ask somebody else to do it. But if you're not doing what the Lord wants you to do, you better turn loose and let it. You better turn loose and let the Lord have his wonderful way. God wants to help us, but we must be willing to let him. Let's go further with the Bible. I have a lot of thoughts. Fire and hail and snow, a vapor and stormy wind fulfilling the word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Oh, have mercy. Everything's letting the Lord have his way. Just about everything. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name above is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. You ought to be more thankful, children, and let the Lord have his way. After the Spirit moves on and after it lets up and after it's moved away, you can just do what you want and it won't make it. But if you do it while it's moving, you can be blessed. Let the Lord have his way. I had a meeting at Lamar, Oklahoma, and I gave a lady $2.50, a pastor's wife, an old gray-headed mother. We was preaching. We had to move the meeting outside. It got too big for church, and we moved it out and inside the church and gasoline lanterns and stuff. Didn't hardly have no electricity then. I was about 21. No, I wasn't either. I was 18, and I was fourth married. And did you know what? I give that mother that 2.5, and they lived in a shotgun house. We used to be blessed with them in Oklahoma. Just went in the front door and straight through out the back door. I mean, it's just a bedroom through there and a kitchen there, and you just shot right through it. Smith, right on through the whole thing outside. No running water inside, but running water outside, thank God. And we had electricity, finally got electricity, one bulb hanging down the middle of the room. Blind you anywhere you sat in there. It's a blinding deal. I give her that 2.5 and went on out toward the church. I was going to have a little prayer meeting out there. I heard the awful shouting I nearly ever heard. Yahoo! Glory! Woo! Woohoo! I thought, somebody got healed of cancer or something over there. I ain't no telling what in the world. No, she'd have been praying for a little piece of material to make her a dress out of. And that 2.5 is going to get it. And she'd ask God to give it to her. And when he did, she turned loose. Wow, we used to be able to have a revival or something like that nearly. We know God is real. We are so poor we had to have help. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Let the people rejoice. Let there be a revival. I think we could all have one pretty near if we just let the Lord. No holds barred, just let the Lord. Do what you want to. I know I was traveling, old boy, and we run out of, we just letting the Lord lead us. Some folks have forgot what that was, I think, but we run out of gas and couldn't get no gas for a car, and we put kerosene in the gasoline till we drove out of smoke service station, hired the whole station with the smoke. Yes, the Willis car headlights. Benny fell out of the front fender on the pavement and broke it. Nearest nothing thing had ever made in the world. But that old boy with overhauled it. We drained oil one day, and a nut fell out the hole where the plug was. I think he done a bad job overhauling it. But anyhow, we was traveling, preaching, and we put kerosene in the gasoline, and it just hide the whole station. I said, if Hitler had that, he could throw a smoke screen, and it'd really help him. We finally had to park it in thumb rides and ride buses to preach. Well, we got away off in the country, and beside the highway, we didn't have no ride, and there's a way out there. I'm talking about Lent tonight. It's very simple sometimes what it takes to get the victory and keep the victory and going with God. Some folk will learn a secret of being obedient. Let the Lord. I believe I come to altar tonight, Brother Moore. Let him do it. I feel like raising my left hand. Raise it! Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen? Simple as that.
That's right.
Obedience all he's looking for. Amen?
Come on.
Side the highway, stand out there with our suitcase, a house set back there. Looked like 300 yards from the road to me. And this preacher, I wish said, I feel led of God, Brother Moore, to read a few verses from the Bible. Burning hot weather and standing out there in the sun, hoping somebody would pick us up. I thought it's a bad time to be feeling like going into a Bible study. Glory to God here. But I said, all right, go ahead. And he got the Bible out and went to read it. And that woman sitting on that porch way back over there beside that man said, I believe that's the Bible that boy's got out over there.
Yeah.
So I believe he got a Bible out. Said, get in the pickup and drive out there to the highway and see if they need a ride to town. Well, if they hadn't hauled me to town, I'd have had to sleep on the ground. I got to sleep on a park bench for being hauled to town. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
come out there and said, "You boys preachers, yeah, we are." And you know, that's a strange thing to me. When we didn't hardly have a suit of clothes, when we washed our own suits and napped and dried them out ourselves and slept on where we could. There's a ball of fire in my bones. Praise God, I'd have preached at the drop of a hat. And one fellow said he'd have dropped it himself. But it's in my bones. And you know what? He hauled us to town. It wasn't it that was such a great thing, but just see, Michael Lord said to me, "Now I'm watching you. I'm looking at you. Seeing everything's take place. You just keep this preaching up. You just keep letting this happen. You just keep preaching this gospel. Preach on the streets, the police have to back them out, push them back out of the street. Get to be such a crowd, they just get carried away and back clear out in the middle of Main Street. I've had them do it. All I was doing is just letting the Lord help me. Nothing, I don't want you to think I'm preaching myself now. I'm not. No way. But you know what, son? I just got my old flat top box and backed up by the curb when there wasn't nobody but me and B and David. I just cleared my throat and said, "You can live in a mansion here and ride in a limousine. Sit on the throne of majesty, go visit a king and a queen. Death will end your pleasures all if to God you've been untrue. I'm a joiner to the glory world, and I'm just as rich as you. Just as rich as you, and I have a mansion too. My father owns this whole wide world, I have a home beyond the blue." That's all. How God fell. People get saved right on the sidewalk. An old boy out in the mist, face shining like new money, like new silver. I seen the Holy Ghost on him. I said, "He's got it." I don't know who he is, but he's got it. I watched him a while and I said, "How then lands I may not own, many riches be unknown, little person in this world I may be. I can't keep up with the style, but I know I'm God's own child. I'll take Jesus first of all, and that's enough for me." I watched old Nolan out there. He had it. I didn't know who he was. He had it. Hold him. I kept holding him. Swung into, "Well, it's God's mighty hand that's been troubling this old land. North and south, east and west can be seen. Yes, it's been a trouble in the rich and the poor. Men have been a running to and fro. And we see that God's hand is on our land." Hallelujah! Old Nolan said, "Glory be to God." I finally got through with my little jerky songs and my little message. And here he come. He said, "I'm Assembly of God, man." He said, "It's going to break all the rules we've got. But I'm asking you to come start me a revival. If they throw me out, they throw me out." He said, "The Spirit said, get you. Let's go! Thank God, turn loose of it. Maybe your man. If he's a hindering you, why, get him out of the road, turn loose of him, dance right around him. Maybe your lady. Well, bless your heart, I beg your pardon. Maybe your wife. Let go and let God have his way. I'm going to get on down here to it in a minute. I preached the other night and one church on three different texts. That's all I had was three, and I couldn't make up my mind which one to preach to all three of them. Announced each one, preached each one out. Didn't have to worry about which one to preach the next night. I had all three of them I had preached. Preached them all one night. Wouldn't you like for the Lord to have his way? You know why that big church over at Nashville didn't want that old man? You know why the pulpit committee said they didn't want him? Said he says, "Down in the lion's den, he's not sharp enough. He's not graceful enough. He's not well-mannered enough." He says, "Donald," instead of Daniel. Yes. Says, "Donald." Well, he ain't the only one that had trouble talking. Hallelujah. Some of them couldn't say Sibboleth. They said Shibboleth. Sibboleth. They never could say it. Shibboleth. Sibboleth. Shibboleth. 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 You can't. Y'all know the difference in that. Yes. But you know what? It's holding out against the old man. But the folks on him so bad, they overrode the pulpit committee. I'm going to tell y'all something just to the preachers now. You ever hear of a deacon being on the board and taking deacon off the board and put the board on the deacon? That's what needs to happen to some of them. Help me, Jesus. I looked at a poor fellow the other day. 45 years of my life, I've drove 2 million now, I can tell you, and you can write it down and figure it yourself. I drove over 2 million in cars. I ain't bragging about a thing. I'm on the way out. But I want to be careful now before I let some little upstart, bless my heart, that's baked beans and sold insurance and peddled cars, come down to board meeting and tell me how to get on and off. He's going to find out I wasn't called of God to be a mealy-mouthed cucumber,
right.
And mama didn't raise a mouse.
Right. Yeah.
You take command over the powers of the devil and the enemy. You got to be more than a mealy-mouthed, a sweet-smelling preacher that tries to act like a woman. Listen, I ain't trying to be smart with you. I'm going to tell you one thing. I was in old Robert's first meetings he had. He had the goods. When he cast the devil out of that boy in my church, he had the goods. That boy had the devil in him till he tore the upholstery out of the inside of a car when he found out he was going to church. He's a little 7-8-year-old boy. I married him. He lives in Georgia right now. Got a fine wife. His wife was my piano player for years. Made a good construction man. Thought he'd retired 42 years of age. That's how smart he was, but he had a devil a hold of him. And when they took him to church, he'd tear that out of him. Get in church and finally get him in there and tear books all to pieces and have such wild fits they had to take him out. They sneaked him around that first tent meeting Noel had down there later. Sneaked him out in the dark. He said, Mr. Roberts, Brother Roberts, here's a man, that boy out here has got the devil in him. We can't handle him. We don't know what to do with him. We can't do nothing. That slow-talking, stammering Noel Roberts, his father's preached for me. He reached through that window and it down and got a hold of it. You know what? I kind of get disturbed at folks. They just get in a routine sometimes. Hold on to them a little longer, Benny. Glory to God, I've got a hold of a few of them. You need to hold on to just a little longer. That thing got loose on them, see? I was praying for a good saint the other day, and Spirit touched me when I was praying for him. I said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Talking to one of the best I had. Well, Brother Moore, I can't help what they thought. The devil's hindering, and I know the devil's hindering him. And I said, Lord, rebuke the devil here. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. One of the best saints you have. Let the Lord have it with you. Chase that devil out of that boy. It's never been back. He's 43 years old, 4 years old. That's never been back. If you want the devil to get loose from you, if you need help from God, you let go. Let God have his way. I know some folks, one of the best things in the world happened to them. Let go. Let God flop you on the floor. I know some folks, one of the best things in the world happened to them. Let go. Let God flop you on the floor. Let God mop the floor with you a little bit. Get that loose from me where you can obey God. Come on. I feel like shouting. There's something gets hold of me. I can't even raise my hands. I don't understand that. It takes something to let the Lord. But we're here to help you let it.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm going to have to hurry. I've just been around them little experiences till I can't keep them telling them. And my wife here, she'd help me on that. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name is excellent. Don't be backward at it. Thank you, Jesus. Be as bold as Don Rich when he walked in the airport the other day and met them. What was you told me they were?
Harry Christmas.
Harry Christmas. Christmas? Harry Christmas, yeah. You said
Harry Krishna.
They was passing out their literature in the airport. Don Rich walked up to him and said, I didn't know you boys were working for the garbage department. Oh, they said, we're not. Well, he said, what are you passing this trash out for? I kind of like that. I have fought with the beast at Ephesus. I have fought with the beast at Ephesus. I'm going to tell you, somebody got to fight with the beast at Hamilton. If we let go and let God have his way, we'll have to overcome some things. Yes, well, close down Germantown, son, if you're not willing to do some fighting down there. No holes barred. Get your half Nelson on the devil and hold him under all night long. Fought like a wild man for 45 years. I begged for souls and fought for souls and fought around dying beds. Folks dying, going to hell. We've helped them fight till they got out of it and got saved. It's a war, but you got to let God have his way. I would if it wasn't for Sister Throckmorton. Well, you'll have to get over her. Lord, give me a message to preach, brethren, in one church, and here's what you call a stout message. Well, is the Bible stout or not? Ooh, that book will read you into conviction. All you got to do is read it. just too stout sometimes.
I pray while I'm reading it. Me.
Lord, give me a message. I never thought about that woman. I don't get my message on who's there. Never, never, never. No. But you know what? I was going to preach that night. She brought me a dollar. Give it to me. I said, thank you, sister. Walked on. Dollar's big as 25 now, then. It hit me. What you're going to preach is going to hit her right in the face. Oh, I said. And I took her dollar. And then whoop her. I just got feeling like if a dog feels like a dirty dog, I've heard dirty dog feel. But anyhow, I felt bad. The devil jumped at me and I said, listen, Satan, it's worth more than a dollar. This message is worth more than a dollar.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen, you let God help you, you get into it. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Sing on the Lord a new song. I got a whole for new one myself the other day. They don't all rhyme. They don't have to. Moses did. One of the best I ever heard. Moses, there wasn't a line of it rhymed. If you think a good song has to rhyme, that's just your thinking. It don't have to. Never will forget that when that come on me about I am. I'm still working on that. You know, I've overhauled that song.
Well, that's a good song.
I'm going to sing that song. I may put that on a record one day or tape or something. I don't know. I am what I am. I am what I will be. I was, I am to Abraham, and I am to thee. Full of rich stuff.
Yes, sir.
Go down into Egypt land and say, I am sent thee. I was, I am to Abraham, and I am to thee right now. Let's hurry. You're going to get so tired, I ain't going to be able to help you. Sing the Lord a new song. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. I'm God's own child. I know I don't act like the rest, but I'm God's. Hallelujah. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. It made people scared when them Hebrews began to sing, Hebrew God had got the world in his hand. Hebrew God had got the world in his hand. I'm still scared of the Jewish army. I can't get scared of the Arabs, and I'm not scared of nobody else. But I'm going to tell you what, if I heard Israel turned against America and declared war on her, I'd pray, God be merciful on us. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. We buried J.O. the other day. Buried J.O. York, over 80 years old. One of the best preachers we had in Oklahoma. He didn't get out like a lot of good boys in this country. Just didn't get around like me and L.L. and Benny and a lot of other boys here. Good boys just running preachers. He didn't get out much. Stayed around the home country, but he's a great preacher. Great preacher. One of the greatest subject preachers I ever heard. But J.O. was laying yonder in that hospital, nearly dead. Spirit said, go in the door of that hospital. I stopped coming through town, went in, met J.O.'s brother, county commissioner in the lobby. J.O.'s dying, Brother Moore. She's nearly gone. I said, don't believe a word of it. Went upstairs, fifth floor. When I walked in, R.D. McDaniel's down on the other side of the bed. Little nurse working frantically on him. Eyes hit his head. R.D. looked at me, and the power of God hit him. He wasn't speaking in other tongues. That nurse backed up. I said, that's it. Back up and leave him alone. I said, you can't do anything with him now. I know how. You've done all you can do. We prayed 5 minutes and J.O. opened his eyes, batted him, had him open, but he batted him. He said, hello, L.D., how are you? That's what he said. We've had funerals together. J.O. York come right out. His son-in-law was lost on a little oil company standing out the door looking in. He seen it happen. He went down the hall. His hands in there. He wasn't safe. Everybody he met, he said, God can do anything. Looked like he just looked for somebody to say he couldn't so he'd knock him down. I'd been hate to meet him. Yeah, he said, God can do anything. Everybody he met. He wasn't ashamed. He said, God can do anything. I believe they say he couldn't. Knocked him down. I believe he would. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in the king. Why did they haul the tambourines out of Egypt? We're going to sing after a while. We're going to have a singing meeting. We're going to have a regular dancing meeting. Welch told you about the cowbell, didn't he? Welch tell you about the cowbell here? I don't want to ruin the meeting because I'm not preaching much, see? You see that, don't you? I wish you'd let the Lord have his way. out yonder in Texas. Welch was in a meeting, and our plane lit out there at our port, and they had this meeting advertised on a bulletin board there, and there's five, I believe it can stay with that. There's four or five men got out of that airplane, had to lay over that night, and they rented them a car. One said, I've heard about them kind of meetings right there. We've got the time. Let's go down there. That's not far from here. He kind of knew the country. Let's see what's going on. They went down and sat down in that church. There's a fellow come to that church every night with a violin case. Set it down up front. Never opened it. Welch didn't know what in the world. He said to the pastor, what's he bringing that violin case for? I said, you'll find out sometime. Been one of the roughest men in that whole country. That fellow brought that violin case. Been one of the wildest men in that whole country. And he got saved. When he got saved, he said, Lord, look like I could do something for you. He said, I can't do nothing. He said, I don't know nothing I can do. The Lord said, you go down to that used store you know about, and you'll find a cowbell. You buy it. You buy it. He bought that cowbell and bought that church in that violin case. That night that them fellas there had never been saved, didn't know nothing about holiness, was back there. About the middle of that meeting, he said that man made a run for that violin case. That's been about a week he'd been there in a meeting, had never touched it. Opened that thing up. Of course, you ain't having no meeting with that cowbell. Down the aisle and around like that boy's run a while ago. Back down, he said, Welch told it, we've got witness after witness. We've got it on tape. He said every last one of them men prayed through and got saved before that fellow quit ringing that bell. Let. Now, Brother Moore, this is a little strange, and I've never done nothing like this before, but I feel like doing a certain thing. Well, listen, it's dangerous to turn that down sometime. Lots of time the Lord's in that. How did you feel when you came out of the wilderness, came out of the wilderness? You know what B told me 40 years ago? If you don't calm down, you're going to break your health down the way you preach and run and holler and do. It's going to ruin you. Well, I tried my best to listen, son. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. You could carry 100. You could tie 100-pound weights to me, and if this gets on me just right, I'd try to drag them things. I know it would. Every one of them men got saved. One of them said, I want to talk to you about that cowbell. He told him what a rough man he'd been. Couldn't do nothing. And the Lord said, don't you ever get that out. Till you feel my spirit on you. When you do, you get that cowbell out and you ring that cowbell. Never heard nothing like that, did you? But I've seen some things. I've seen G.W. Birdsong take a set of spoons, make them things music on them. He can bump them spoons together between his fingers, make music on them. I had a church where an Indian come. Brought him two gourds, kind we used to cut top of out of when you older ones was young, and cure them out and drink them, make a dipper out of the water bucket out on the porch. But these, if you won't cut them open, the seeds are dry in them. Come to church. I looked that Indian over, got up in the choir, had them big old gourds, one in each hand. I don't know whether you're going to hit somebody with them or what. You can't tell about an Indian. Name was Walking Horse. That was his name. Service started. Pretty good sound. Sound better than some drummers I've heard are beating the sticks on the side of the drum, and I'm not knocking that. I think the boys can do good at that. But this old boy would sound as good as any of them. I said, shake him gourds. Wouldn't you like the Lord to use you just a little in life? As some mothers gets this thrill over bringing a pie to the preacher because he can't do nothing else hardly, and brag on it, boys. If the bananas is as green as that, and I got that time. I got a pie. The bananas are green when you bit them, they slide out of your mouth. No. Oh, hallelujah. But do something. Let the Lord help you. You know, there's an old boy down home said, smile and make them wonder what you're up to. And I've seen some folks I want to tell that. Smile. Make them wonder what you do. A little something, Hicks. You haven't got the mullet grubs. And the blues so bad you can't hardly do nothing, have you? You can get so loaded preaching you can't hardly sweep the church. Right. Every preacher ought to have to janitor some.
Right.
I've had a janitor every one I've ever had.
Right.
Y'all willing to let the Lord help you? You like to feel better in your body than you've been feeling? You can. You can. You can.
Yes, sir.
I've got old, Brother Moore, and it's getting me. Don't let it get you. Let it have to get you running. That's run you down to get you. Who's giving up to it? Well, I myself must share some news with all the 63-year-olds. How many 63-year-olds we got in here? Thank you, old pal. But you know what? If I'd give up to some of the feelings that's been trying to attack me, I'd quit preaching. They tell me that I'm eligible to retire. But there's a fire shut up in my bones. It's like fire shut up in my bones. How you feel tonight? You like to let the Lord help you? Never hurt you, no. I'm going to have to hurry. I'm not trying to, though. Let them praise his name in the dance.
All right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I'm praising him in the dance, and I mean it. I'm too far from home not to mean it.
It's God's will.
The Lord's too heavy for me not to mean it. I'm under too much. Praise him in the dance.
All right.
Well, you used to have an old preacher down home. He would dance by himself. The folks waxed the floors. We didn't have no carpets. Well, nobody had no carpets. You girls know what I mean. Just know, you know, one of them old rugs. What kind? Linoleum, that's what it was. Linoleum rugs. Wax them till they shine. They'd go off town. He was down to hold a meeting. Wife had to stay home with children in school a lot of time. He'd come to hold a meeting. Come back. Scuff marks all over this floor. He had danced by himself. You dance. I've seen you. You know, I've danced when the load is so heavy, you didn't think a fella could dance. Seems like it's more blessed to praise him in the dance then. Let them praise him in the dance. Hey, haul the tambourine. Because one day there's going to be where the girls that swing out on the sandbar go to beating that tambourine and dancing. There's some Hebrews that dancing again. You better watch them. But you know, down home where I was raising Apaches and old Geronimo, you know, I don't want to get back into history of the Indian, but you read Bear My Heart at Wounded Knee and you'll find out the chiefs had plenty of sense. They had an old saying, only good Indians are dead Indian, but there's wise men. Called 44 of them together to get to steal their land. Only six of them showed up, and the six said, where's the other? Said, they'll sign later. Uh-oh. You know what Geronimo said? Just sound like a crazy Indian, don't know that? He said, I was living peaceably beneath the shade of the trees with my family, eating and sleeping well. And I heard the news that I was killing horses. I'd kill no man's horse or no man, he said. But then he went on the warpath. If you read after the Indian chiefs, you'll hear wise men speak. They weren't goofy men. They're the kind of men that said, may your moccasins make happy tracks in many snows, and may the rainbow always touch your shoulder. That's what the Cherokee said. When Chief White Oak of the Poncas came to Oklahoma, they drove them across the land and took the land from them. He said, then we came to the bad land, the warm land, which was a bad land. That was Oklahoma. He said, many of our people perished there, and we wondered if any man would take pity upon us. Don't sound like crazy, man. Well, I'm not here to dig up old bones, but I'm going to tell you one thing. They danced, and it wasn't all spooks, and it wasn't all the war dance or the ghost dance. I watched some of them dance one day while tears run off my cheeks. I said to that Indian, he's expressionless. I said, there's something spiritual about your dance. Other people laugh, them Indians puts on a good show. He said, I was trained from a boy. I said, there's a religious connection here somewhere. He said, it goes on back through my ancestors. We worship the Great Spirit. That's what they call God. They knew he made the buffalo and the deer and the sun, the moon and the stars, and they danced before him. Let Israel praise him in the dance. Hallelujah. That's right. Let, number two, let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in the King. Let them praise his name in the dance. You hear them Hebrews, see them Hebrews dancing. You'd hear one say, the great Jehovah, hallelujah. Yeah. Eternal God.
Glory.
You'd hear him say it in the dance.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to hurry here a little further. Let them sing praises unto him. Woo! He's got all of the water in the palm of his hand. Palm of his hand and the palm of his hand. Every song that you sing that exalts his name, he gets glory out of it. Let him sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. Throw all the music to it. Somebody said they didn't dance unless they got music. That don't bother me a bit. I love to dance with it. I love to dance with good spiritual music.
Sure.
But I do dance with and without it. I'm like that preacher in Arkansas was about to die. Good friend of mine said, I'm about gone, Brother Morris. It looked like I was going to die. Couldn't get healed, couldn't get well, couldn't get no better. And way in the night, one night, I was praying, laying on a sick bed. Oh, God, what am I going to do? God said, if you'll get up and go into the cornfield, they're off for prayer, I'll heal you in the cornfield. Yeah, I know him. He's still alive. He's 78, 80 year old. Said, so sick, I put my overalls on, staggered and found the face, never said nothing to him. Staggered out the door and in the backyard, couldn't hardly make it. Yeah, I know his name, son, right where he lives. Said, I staggered up Arkansaw, you raised corn on the side of the mountain. You know, it ain't much for smooth. Well, some smooth places everywhere he lived, what? Wasn't a big mountain like some place. He said, he got up in the moonlight, sick, couldn't hardly live, and fell between the corn rows and the moonshine. My father said, I thought you told me if I'd come here and pray that you'd heal me, Brother Moore. He said, the power of God jerked me up. And said, I danced the rocks off the mountain in the moonlight, healed by the power of God. Said, I danced the mountains off the rocks off the mountain, hear him running down the mountain in the moonlight. You read about Vince? We was up there on that third floor of David Horton's house, Brother Benny, and we had, what's that old boy preached his day, sir, it's quite a bit over there from Missouri. What's his name? Yeah, Brother Charles was doing the reading, and David and I was listening to Vince's testimony after he had went away, and he said, and I went into the mountains to fast and pray. And he said, my back was bad. I had a bad back. And he said, the power of God come upon me second, third day I was in the mountain and knocked me to the ground. He said, I got up again, and the power of God come on again and knocked me to the ground. Just one-on-one, Vince and God in the mountains.
Yeah.
He said, the third time I rose up, and the power of God come upon me and knocked me to the ground. And he, did you used to drive for him? You drove for Claude too, didn't you? Well, I wish I had Claude tonight here. You know, Claude would shout if he was here. I ain't saying y'all ought to be shouting, but he would shout if he was here, wouldn't he? I mean, Claude, y'all will too. I know that. But we loved him, didn't we? He's just been saying he's one of our buddies. But you know what? We read that far. If my name's LD and I know anything about anything tonight, the power of God fell in that little room. Charles cried, and David cried, and I cried, and we couldn't read no more. Ever read no more. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. God likes it. God likes it. Sing it a little more. God loves it. Love to hear him sing it. God enjoys that. Let him do it. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people, and he beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. It's a night. Hallelujah. Old Buster Wilson laying asleep over in the motel room in Oklahoma, and I was circulating around. I was helping him in the camp meeting. It's just about the crack of dawn. I eased up outside of his bedroom one and said, wake me up when it's all over. Wake me up when the trumpet sounds. Wake me up, King Jesus, when this whole world is burning down. Bless God, he said, get in here. He said, get in this room. Praise him with a song. Sang on your bed at night. Get over at the house and blues come creeping in. I used to work to an old boy sing. He'd sing that old song. Blues come around every evening when the sun goes down. Well, it's a bad time for the blues to attack you. The worst war I've had in the last 2 years is in the dark night. I'm going to tell you what, I busted out of there a time or two with a song. You can have a song in the night. In your heart in the night. All right. I wish I had a message. Aren't you glad you're not having to listen to long-winded preaching? Don't even have a message. Let it. Next time the Spirit moves on you to shout, let it. Next time the Spirit moves on you to testify, let it. Next time the Spirit moves on you to study God's Word, read it. Get your tambourine, come out of there. You know the Curtis Mayfield, didn't you? Way back up yonder, Walker, Branch, Holler, in Kentucky. No telephone, where is that? 1 a.m, Brother Benny. They rushed to me and said, he's dying, Brother Moore. Curly's leaving us. Said he's had a blood clot, hit his heart. They went into him. He's leaving. I said, he's old. He'll leave. He's old. Fell on my face in prayer, and the Spirit come on me, and God said, it's not his time to go, and you leave here in the morning, and you stop, you get to Memphis, Tennessee, and you call. God knowed his plan. I got to Memphis, Tennessee, several hundred miles from there. I called into the hospital, and Curly Mayfield's boy answered the phone. Jerry, I said, what's Curly doing? Said, he's bad, 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 Brother Moore. Said, that's reacted. They've went in there, and they've had to go back in there. Said, he's bad. Does he know anything? Yes. He can understand, but he's bad. He's low. Go to his bed, son, and whisper in his ear and say, Brother Moore said, in the name of God, live! It's not your time to die. In the name of God, live! He said, I told him, and he said, he went fighting back. You know who was at the church dedication the other day when I went down, we dedicated the church at Prague? You guessed it. Curly, kind of skinny and pale looking. Asked me to talk a little. Preaching don't let it tonight. Let it number two. I'll tell you what I've done. Hope it don't sound like I'm preaching Seth too much, but do cut me down on it, will you? I may do that. I looked at him. I said, you know why we're dedicating this church tonight? You as much of it as any of the rest of them. God left you here to help us dedicate it. You know what that old boy done? Grabbed that tambourine out from all that bench. Come off of it. He went to playing that thing from his ankle clear up like he does on his elbows. And we went in as pretty a dance as you ever seen. I wish somebody had photographed it and framed it. Me and the old man are supposed to be dead. Lord, that Curly dance. He can do that double shuffle, that spiritual big apple. I never seen nobody dance like Curly Mayfield. Beat that tambourine all the time. He's dancing all over him. Shook that place all to pieces. Won't you let the Lord have his way? There's been a many a sinner come to church. Folks said, I'll tell you, he probably won't like it. If you'd obey God, that old boy might make a break down the aisle crying and get saved. I've seen a many sinner come. You thought he's so hard as nails. You thought he'd cussed what you're doing. He's sitting back there saying, I ain't never seen nothing like that. I walked back to one in Texas here a while back, leaning against the wall of the contractor, shouting up there, praise one old boy, had heart trouble and fell flat of his back and shouted himself all over the floor and he got back up healed. Yes, sir. I said, George, what do you think about it? He said, I'd give anything if I could do what they're doing up there. Looked like he's mad at him first to me. Devil liked to buffaloed me out, even saying a word to him. I thought he was mad enough to hit me. He wasn't mad. You'd be surprised, folks. Power of God follows that old boy. I told him a church got saved the other night. Got saved, sanctified, and filled the Holy Ghost before we could explain to him what he needed. I had a missionary come to my meeting in Kansas a while back. He said, where I come from, they talk 200 different dialects. He said to get the Holy Ghost in fire and talk plain English. Never met a white person or an Englishman or whatever we are. Never met one of us and talked our language and never heard it. He blew God and got the world in his hand. Old boy's like Andy. It's a hard-headed. You couldn't have done nothing with him. But God did. Don't you like the way he shuffles around? I do. I'm honest. I ain't making fun of him. I just love it. He goes doing like an elephant. I say, God's moving on Andy. You ever see an elephant on chain? They do kind of like Andy does. I love it, Andy. I'm not making fun of a bit, honey. Not a bit in the world. I love every way God uses his people, Benny. You know, my wife here, she'd tell me I need to slow down. I wish I'd listened to her. But how can you slow down when the dynamos are running wide open? Glory to God. Just wait on the Lord to tell me what to do. Thank you back in there. That just helps me so well. I never did get so much help as I've got out of him since I've been here. If I get him preached to the door there, I know I'm doing pretty good. Last night I got him to the door. Woo! Let it! I preached for a man, had a girl just down dead nearly. They called a doctor on him. He hadn't had a doctor with her. Come in, checked her. Quarantined them, left that medicine, said, you give it to her, I'll call you to jail if you don't give that to her. It's strange people, just praying people. Back where I come from, boys, we didn't have a doctor in the whole county when I first got in. He couldn't have enough business. He just prayed the prayer of faith, everybody. I mean, they did, broken bones, cancer, the tumors, TB, they done it. I was there, I know. But you know what? He just kept praying. That night, about 12, she lost her color. His wife run in and said, she's dying. They prayed harder. She run back in and said, she's healed by the power of God. That quick? After days of it. Yeah. Next morning, she got up, eat her breakfast out in the backyard playing. And the doctor come. Walked in, the bed is empty. Where's that girl? She's playing out in the garden. Out there around the garden. Get her in here. They did. He checked her all over. He said, I don't understand this. Carlton, he said, you know them people believe like you do. Them Pentecostals live on the other side of town, had them sick folks. Same thing happened at their house last night. He said, I'll have to leave you quarantined for a day or two. He said, why? Well, he said, if she's not well, you tell me. If she is well, you take a sign with you when you go. The old doctor put the sign under his arm and hooked his other arm through my preacher friend. He'd gone to glory now, walked out to the sidewalk and down the sidewalk with him. Let's let the Lord have his way. Let's let the Lord have his way. I've seen him lay on the bed and praise the Lord a little and shout a little. I'll be a little better. Well, just let the Lord have his way. Amen. Just let him have his way. After a while, I've been there when they say, we better get out, boy. She's going to come off the bed. Yeah. Get out of there, and that room sounds like it's going to tear the walls down. Oh, I don't want to discourage you. But won't you just turn loose and let the Lord? Old White House had just been such a fighter and mean man down in Oklahoma. Throwed two at a time out of them joints. I know, broken out of Oklahoma. Throwed them out of there. On there's a snake. Fellow had a flat, and he come by and said, you like flats a lot so bad. Shot the other three down through 38. I mean, annoy him. Mean Okie. But God got him. God got him. Prayed to him and got saved. But he got sick. He went out to pray for him. The power of God fell on him. He said, I'm better. Whatever it is leaving me. I'm getting better. And he left. He jumped in his old car after he left. Backed out the driveway, run down the road wide open, stopped him. What kind of a fall are you going to? Have you ever been saved? Just a new babe in Christ, didn't know how to witness. Have you ever been saved? Saved, man. Holy Spirit said to him, said, saved? What do you mean saved? Saved. You get down and you pray and you cry and you weep because you've been sorry and God saves you.
Right.
Well, he said, and said, have you ever been healed? Never been healed in his life, hadn't been saved, no time. White House, Millard White House. He said, no, I don't. Well, he said, that's what just happened to me, don't you see? I was bad sick down there, and they just prayed for me, and God healed me just like that. I'm well, you see, and I'm going to church, and I'm late now. He said, Bud, would you mind just slowing it down just a little if you don't mind, and be careful there. I said, just slow her down. That happened to Millard White House. He used to be good backing when we preached. He's strange, though. He's sitting right next to the wall one night, and Brother Dillard's preaching. He heard something making a bumping sound. And his old Millard, he liked it so well, he'd just lean out and bump his head against the wall. Amen, Brother Dillard. Amen. Well, that's a little strange, all right, but it's better to have some movement than no movement, and better to have a little spirit than no spirit, and a little far than no far. Ain't that right, Brother L.L.? God love you. You're such a patient bunch of people. I'm going to try to get you a message for tomorrow night. Let the high praises of God be in the mouth. Let the high praise of God be in the mouth. Ooh, I'm going to have to skip a whole bunch of verses. I'm going to skip clear down to last one here and see if how many here was going to come up here. And by doing so, let me know that you intend to let the Lord have his way. I don't know what the people that I passed up, the Spirit said, speak to them through my ministry. I said, it ain't time, I'm afraid. It was time. And I got word they went away too. It was time. Don't fail. God don't get mad at you because you try. You shouted one time, fell down. Well, what, you was like that old fellow over there where I went and preached. He's a millionaire, and he never did in the world shout hardly. And when he did shout, false teeth fell out of his mouth, stepped on and broke them. Devil said, now you smart aleck, you, God wasn't using you to shout. He went to the dentist and get some more, another plate, and he said, what's this on your gum right here? He said, hold it, man. He said, let me look this gum over. He said, I can get that cancer. I can take care of that. But if you hadn't got in here when you did, he said, you may have had a mouth eat up with that thing. I said, you got in here just in time. I could tell you his name. Took care of that. And you know, he said, never felt bad about shouting after he found that out.
Oh, yeah.
He said, he never felt bad about it. I could tell you his name. Some of you boys know him. Let the Lord have his way. Oh, you may turn out like that old sister did in my church. Her husband, I told you, played turkey in the stall when she shouted at home. He is mean, honoring. Play 8th of January, turkey in the stall. She got out to dancing in the spirit. He laughed, mocked her, and grabbed the fiddle and said, I'll play a little turkey in the stall for you while you shout. What? What? I know what happened. I pastored him. What? What? Pray, my arms hung. I knew him well. Yes, sir, knew him well. He never did anymore make fun of her when she let God use her. Never did say anymore about it. You'd be surprised what some folks have went through over letting the Lord use them. I know that girl, boy, man, or woman. I know it. But you go ahead and let him use you. You know who old Blue was, don't you? You know who old Blue was? He could throw a baseball of number two tomato can laying out, son. He had control. Yes, sir. Old Blue got saved and told him he wasn't pitching for him no more. Didn't feel like mingling with the beer drinking crowd no more. They got mad at him. He's the best they had. They talked about him. But when he graduated, there's more than one come to old Blue and said, I don't know where you're going, Blue. We don't know where we're going, but pray for us, will you? Don't forget us in your prayers, Blue, old Ben Shaw.
Yeah.
Old Ben Shaw's old Blue. Hang in there, young'un. Hang in there, boy. Listen, that world's going out there and drinking this stuff, try to make them feel good enough to hoop and holler and puke on the dresses and the suits. Now, what you got to do is get in the Spirit and let God lift you up so you'll have some joy, real joy, to overcome all that kind of stuff they're trying to get you to do. You got to let the Lord have his way. You know, I enjoyed old windmill up there at Dayton. I don't know where I went to. Old windmill. Shouted like a windmill. I called him the helicopter windmill. Used young man. Used to shout on that platform. I backslid. Still out, I guess. But, oh, I enjoyed that. Devil tell you, there ain't nobody enjoys what you're doing. You ladies, do you have a battle with that? There ain't nobody knows you. Did you know my wife's fought that a few times? She don't let the Lord use her sometime because she don't think she says things well enough and good enough to help people, Sister Janie. But I'm going to tell you what she does. I've had her in more than one meeting, and if I hadn't been such a good man, I'd have been extremely jealous of them and bragging on her and never said nothing about me. Just bragged and can't hardly get her. Said I can't sing, I can't play the piano, I don't have no talent. But I'm telling you what, we went to meet a while back and there's in a fuss over the church pews. Deacon board and the elders into it over what kind of pews to get, and there's about half split over it and couldn't get to an understanding and make any decision. And if they didn't ask her to talk, isn't this a dry testimony? Oh, I've heard so much about it. She got up and said some folks at church gets into it over the church pews and fusses over the church pews, and you thought she'd left it alone, but you just kept digging on it. You ought not have a fuss over the church pews. The pews is the wrong thing to fuss about. You're a bad light to the world to fuss about pews. You ought to be reasonable with each other and go and buy you some pews and get over it.
Yeah.
And I said, phew, there's got to be trouble here. She just kept a plowing, didn't know a thing about it. I looked over at Johnny. Johnny looked over at another deacon. Johnny's a good man. He'd been a deacon elder there for years. He began to grin at one of them deacons over there. I said, she's got them. She has got them hogtied. She has collared them. Would you like the Lord to have his way? Do you really mean it? Do you know the reason God can't work in some of our churches? He can't reprove nobody. He can't rebuke nobody. He can't straighten nobody out. Amen. If anything ain't straight, God wants to straight so he can help us. Amen. 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 Preached in old Missouri and called a man a woman's name. It was sitting in the building. Never did know it done it. You can get in a jam if you obey God. I never did know it done it. Pastor said you called a name tonight, Brother Moore. I said I didn't. He said you did. He said, well, I'll tell you who they were, and you called the names. And you had it right. You know, the gospel will expose you and them. I mean, we obey God. There's something we got to do. Well, I've got to get through with my testimony. I went over to Springfield, Missouri to preach, and I don't know how come to say it. I had not said it unless I feel like it. But I said, some preachers will just act a lie. They'll get out on Spit and Whittler's Corner or First and Main and at Christmas time and wear a Santa Claus suit and deceive the little children. And I said that, and after church I said to the pastor, who was the visiting minister sitting on the front seat? He said, Santa Claus. And he said, L.D., I'll get to blame as long as I live. And he'll tell me that I told you. And God knows I never told you a thing. Said I'm just into it from now on.
From now on?
It's not as easy to obey the Lord. It's not as easy to let God have his way. But you'll be glad that old preacher man rebuked your daughter. You'll be glad that old preacher man rebuked your boy. You'll thank God he loved him enough. I was riding down the road in Indiana with a man and his wife and another old preacher man. Preacher boy and his wife. She wasn't too old. She wasn't too old. But the old preacher man was old, and I was sitting in the back seat with him. And his wife, this young man's wife, said, watch that now. Watch that corner there. Watch that corner. Watch that light. That light's changing. Look out. You drive right on the edge of the road. You're going to fool around and wreck and kill us all. You're stopping too quick. You're taking off too fast. I never heard the light. I couldn't say nothing. But that old man wasn't afraid to let the Spirit use him. He said, "Honey, old enough to be your grandpa now, stop that. Quit that talking to him like that. You bring a reproach on the ministry. Don't ever chew on your husband like that. You break yourself of that habit, and don't you do that no more."
Come on.
She said, "Yes, sir." How I wished I had him around a case or two I was on. Let everything that hath breath, the last verse of the last chapter of the book of Psalms, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let's just stand before I go testifying again. You obey the Lord. Do what you want to. That's what I'm telling you. Let's raise a hand and worship God. Let's raise a hand and worship God. What do you need?